It's a warm Sunday afternoon in late July on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and it is quiet. The peace is only briefly disturbed by the occasional car or skateboarder, but there aren't a lot of EIU students around. That may be typical in the summer, but enrollment overall has steadily dropped in recent years. EIU has also laid off 400 faculty and staff in the last 12 months, during which time Illinois was not paying EIU or any public university its normal appropriation due to a historic budget impasse and political fight between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic leaders in the legislature. Last month, they managed to compromise on a six-month budget to tide the state over until the November election, when the two parties will fight over several seats in the General Assembly. But for now, even the six-month Band-Aid isn't doing much to quell the anxieties of business owners in Charleston or those near the state's other regional public universities. They're concerned the state's fiscal turmoil could lead to more layoffs and fewer students attending Illinois schools. In other words, a hit to their customer base. About a mile from the heart of campus, Jackson Avenue Coffee has been providing students with their caffeine fix for 14 years. Dan Riebel is the owner, but you can call him Dano.
I've had that nickname for a long time.
The Jack, as locals say, is the main source of income for Riebel and his wife. And over the last 6 years, business has been good. They've been able to plan for downtimes when fewer students are around. Riebel says he normally sees a quarter of his business drop off in the summer. But this year?
This summer, we're at least 50% down in revenues, if not a little more.
And his normal tricks for adjusting to summers, hiring less employees, being smart about ordering, they're not working. Instead, Riebel has done the only thing he can think of, work for free.
If I can save $300 a week in payroll by working myself a lot more, then that's what I had to do.
But Riebel insists he's lucky. He knows there are many EIU students and staff who've had a rougher summer than he has.
I see a lot of people at the store and such that I haven't seen in here in a while, and they've come up and they said, hey, I'm sorry, we don't have the extra funds right now. We miss coming to the Jack.
This is what University of Illinois economist Jeffrey Hewings calls the ripple effect.
When those businesses receive less revenue, they hire less people. So there's less money circulating within the region.
About 200 miles west of EIU is its counterpart for the other half of the state, Western Illinois University, located in Macomb. WIU has been having the same kind of year as Eastern, dipping into its financial reserves to the point of near depletion and laying off faculty and staff where it can. The university has gone through multiple rounds of laying dozens of workers off and then asking them back. But for now, art history professor Sherry Lindquist is in the laid-off camp. Well, sort of. Lindquist is in a gray area. In the spring, in the midst of layoffs and budget uncertainty, Lindquist was told to apply for tenure anyway.
I did apply for tenure. I was granted tenure, but I'm told that I'm still laid off and that I have tenure for 1 year.
So Lindquist will keep teaching in Macomb, contributing to a tax base that shrunk thousands of dollars over the last fiscal year, according to data collected by the local Chamber of Commerce. When the state's leaders come back together to try to find a solution, it will be after an election season that already promises record spending. Private money spent on messaging that players on all sides hope will eventually translate into public money spent on places that need it. Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Hannah Meisel.